Good evening, Dr. Schneider, dictating a 6-minute walk test on Claire, C-L-A-I-R-E, Cowen, C-O-W-E-N. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 11-14-23, Mrs. Cowan performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 95%, period. Patient achieved 148 meters in 6 minutes, stopped the test at 5 minutes and 6 seconds due to dyspnea, period. At that time, her saturation was 89%, period. She was visibly dyspneic, period. New paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance, without significant demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Patricia Quinn. This goes to Patrick Craig, comma DO. On 11-14-23, Mrs. Quinn performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forestatic capacity was minimally impaired and there was a moderate degree of airway obstruction, period. There's a minimal response to bronchodilators, normalizing the forestatic capacity and leaving the patient with a minimal degree of airway obstruction, period. Compared to a prior study data, 10-25-22, there's been no significant change, period, to paragraph impression, minimal to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing no significant progression. Next, 6-minute walk test in Lisa Giordano. This goes to Goshen Medical Center on 11-14-23. Lisa Giordano performed pre and post, 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 98%, period. The patient walked 495 meters in 6 minutes, and at the end of the study, the saturation was 97%, period. The paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia, period. Next is a 12-lead EKG on Wanda Casey. On 11-14-23, Mrs. Casey performed the 12-lead EKG, period. The patient is in a normal sinus rhythm with a first-degree heart block. QRS complexes are normal. T waves are normal, period. New paragraph impression, first-degree heart block, otherwise normal EKG, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Claudia Pettersson, P-E-T-T-E-R-S-O-N. This goes to Dr. Pogadina. On 11-14-23, Mrs. Pettersson performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forestatic capacity was normal, and there was a severe degree of airway obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study data of 4-12-23, there's been no significant change, period. No paragraph impression is severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Period. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Joanne Klug, and this goes to Dr. Bocook. On 11-14-23, Mrs. Klug performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forestatic capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a minimal degree of airway obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was normalization of airflow with continued minimal reduction of forced vital capacity, period. Compared to a prior study dated 6-8-23, there's been no significant change, period, no paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing no significant progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Robert Stern. This goes to Dr. Galfier. On 11-14-23, Mr. Stern performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forestatic capacity was moderately impaired, and there's a severe degree of airway obstruction, period. After bronchodilators, there was some improvement, still leaving the patient with a severe degree of airway obstruction, but normalization of forced vital capacity, period. Compared to a prior study dated 7-13-23, there's been no significant change, period. No paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component showing no significant progression, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Richard White. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 11-14-23, Mr. White performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forestatic capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a minimal degree of airway obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was no significant change. Period. Nuphagraph impression. Minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Period. Thank you.